This is Whitney, and you're listening to the JCast on Jabberlog.
Live from the Podcast Zone at the NINA 2013 Conference and Expo in the Charlotte Convention Center, it's Within the Trenches with your host, Ricardo Martinez.
911 is what you must call. 911 means help for us all. If you're in an emergency, to call for help, just remember these three. We all know emergency.
Good afternoon, this is Ricardo with Jabberlog on the JCast, and this is going to be another episode, just a part of a series of episodes that I'm recording here for Within the Trenches, and this is going to be episode number 31. And we are sponsored by NINA as well as PSAP Concepts and Solutions. We are currently within the Charlotte Convention Center, Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're here all week for the 2013 NINA Conference, National NINA Conference, actually, and Expo. And for today's episode, I am sitting with Elise, who is the Executive Director of 901 for Kids. How's it going?
It's going great. It's a fabulous conference this year.
Yeah.
The weather, you know what? It's exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah, you know, the weather actually is a lot better than it was in Michigan. I'm from Michigan, and I don't know what it is with Michigan lately. The weather is just being... I don't know. We joke at work that Michigan's weather is intoxicated or something because it doesn't know what it wants to do. It's just up and down all over the place.
Well, I can say this because I'm a woman, like a fickle woman, right?
Oh, that's great. But yeah, you know, the weather here has been nice, a lot better than over there, so I'm enjoying it. It was a little humid, though, the first day I was here. I got here on Sunday, and so I was walking from the other side of the convention all the way over here, which makes me sound really bad because I'm talking about walking a few blocks, but it was getting to me, and I have asthma, so that kind of messed me up, but...
Well, you look fine now.
Yes, I'm good now. The AC is nice.
Yes,
but
yes.
So what I want to talk to you about today is 901 for Kids. You know, I was looking at your website and all, and everything looks great. And I want to know more about it. I don't know if a lot of people know, at least in my area, you know, I've heard a little bit about it. But nobody could really explain what all you do. So if you could tell me and my listeners exactly what 901 Kids for Kids is about, that'd be great.
Well, I'm going to give you the most concise purpose and mission of 911 for Kids.
Excellent.
And it's to help to reduce 911 misuse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's its sole purpose.
Right.
So anyway, you probably have talked to a number of incredibly interesting individuals during this conference here. But when they started or established 911 in the U.S. in 1968 in Haleyville, Alabama, is, you know, extraordinary efforts went into the technology of that time, the operations and the training. But the missing component was consumer education. The end user did not know how to use 911. And that has never been an ongoing, consistent component with, I think, 911 in general until the alarmingly high numbers of misuse really started hitting the radar screen. In 1990, I was approached by a collaboration of public safety, both public and private individuals and companies that were charged with the responsibility of addressing that area by creating a comprehensive 911 caller education program, and first targeted at children because, according to educational specialists, the most effective public education programs have started first with young children in schools. And it's both effective in that it works, but it's cost effective because who has the gazillions of dollars to do a huge media campaign, right? But the more compelling thing about working with children first when you're rolling out a campaign like this is that once deputized with the information, children will actually go back home and tell family members, neighbors, you tell them to tell everyone, they will.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the basis of why it was started and developed. It's industry-driven and industry-oriented for 911.
Now, do you guys, is this throughout the entire United States, or do you, I mean, how is it separated or based, I guess? Is it in every school and every state, or how does it work?
Ideally, it should be in every school.
Right.
We are an international organization. Mm-hmm. 911 is the universal emergency number for the United States, Canada, and Cayman Islands, which we all have programs in all those countries. Mm-hmm. Now, the comprehensive coverage, we would like to see more, but each 911 center has a variety of different challenges. So we need to, from 911 for Kids, do everything we can to help them be as strategic and creative in implementing ongoing consumer education training. So you'll have some states, some cities, some counties that are very, very strong, and others, it is a struggle in many ways, usually staff-wise and economically.
Hmm. Okay. Well, are there awards that you guys give out? I was looking through your site, and I saw this portion about a specific award. Can you tell me about the award?
Yes. The AT&T 911 Heroes Awards, presented by U.S. Best Repairs, is absolutely a phenomenal tool and vehicle to help get the public aware of 911. So basically what happens is, and these events occur usually at a major event, or such as the NENA conference, where we can go ahead and bring attention to local heroes, primarily the dispatchers, and create an award and recognition ceremony so that that dispatcher, that public safety answering point, the PSAP, is recognized properly. And they have a platform to tell the public and the community about what 911 is, when and when not to call, how to dial, what to say, and the consequences for misuse, which are huge. But yeah, today we just had our hero ceremony down at the AT&T booth, and thanks to AT&T and U.S. Best Repairs, we're able to do this all over the nation.
So with this award that was done earlier, so does that mean that the dispatcher gets to meet the person that they were talking to?
Oh, yes. They normally, you know, if they can't, I shouldn't say normally, is that very often they'll have an opportunity to connect with the 911 call maker, then the 911 call taker, and then sometimes even the individual that received the service, emergency service, they all have the opportunity to meet, especially if it's a very notable incident. People are feeling comfortable. Is usually the local media and government will get involved, because those are great stories.
Yeah, that is great. And from a 911 dispatcher standpoint, for myself, that's really good, because a lot of the times, and people don't know this, that we don't get closure. You know, we take calls like that are intense, and especially with children. You know, we're trying to talk to them and get this information, and we're telling them, you know, you're doing a great job, you're doing a great job. And, you know, sometimes they don't understand, and some do, and they say thanks. And but then when we get off the phone with them, you know, that's it. That's all we know. We don't hear anything else about it. So, you know, being the one to get that or to be present for that award and to be able to meet, you know, the caller, that's amazing. That's really good that you guys do that. Thank you for that.
Oh, it's, you know, it's our pleasure. We want to do everything we can to bring as much awareness to 911 dispatchers, the incredible services that they provide. The level of stress they have, as you know, is just monumental. They are really remarkable individuals, truly our first responder in an emergency.
Right. Yeah, we are definitely the first responders.
And people don't recognize that all the time. And I'm not trying to take away any of the recognition that is certainly due to the emergency response team that goes out. But it's the 911 dispatcher that's going to make that call. Is what is the right team that should go out?
Right. Now, is there any stories, anything that you can talk about, of course, concerning this reward, or I'm sorry, award that you guys give out? Is there any stories that you can think of that that you guys have done with the children, that calls that they've taken? I mean, you don't have to use any names, right, or places or anything like that, but just like the gist of, mm-hmm, you know, some stories.
We have done probably close to 1,000 hero ceremonies since 1999. Okay.
Well, you don't have to tell all 1,000, but
there was one that actually received national notoriety, mm-hmm, and I believe we were on Good Morning America with Robin Roberts.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And it was a home invasion. Mm-hmm. It was in East Los Angeles, for those people who aren't aware, it's primarily a Spanish-speaking community, mm-hmm, out there. And this sweet little family had a home invasion. And the parents, I believe, were secured by the home invaders, and the children were hiding in a closet. Oh. And it was a really frightening call.
Jeez.
And thank goodness is the children were okay. The parents were not injured at all. It ended up okay. Mm-hmm. But the tape recording of that call is absolutely frightening. But the dispatcher... Monique did such an incredible job working with the children. And when they finally, you're talking about closure, when they finally got to meet, there was just so many tears and hugs, and it's just hard to explain when you bring everyone
together. Goosebumps just talking about it.
Yeah. But I mean, it was a huge national opportunity. Mm-hmm. And again, as we had that opportunity to...
Right.
Coordinate that with a national morning show, and when we can do that, it's so wonderful to have that happen. We just need to do that more. That's why our whole industry needs to continue to work as a family, as a team, and leverage all that, because if a handful of people can be saved by others not calling 911 indiscriminately, mm-hmm, for non-emergency reasons, it's all worth it, because it's all going to add up.
Right.
That people will realize 911 is not for information.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely get those calls where, you know, what time does, the parade start or the fireworks? And, sometimes I actually tell people, you know, I put somebody else on hold, and I really need you to call the non-emergency number, because the person I just put on hold has a very serious medical emergency. Call this other number, and somebody else will pick up the line. I have to get back to, you know, this other call. So, you know, public education is a huge thing. And the fact that you guys are working, you know, with children, too. You know, I've taught, my wife and I have taught my son, you know, address, everything to go through. And we've tested him on it. And actually, just recently... We were at, in Holland, Michigan, they have this annual Tulip Time Festival, and they had a portion out in one of their parks where they had one of our neighboring counties, they had their own 911 setup, and they have a phone there, so they, you know, the kids can pick up the phone, and the dispatcher will answer and go through it, and I was very, very proud and happy how my son, he went through it, and he says, this is the address, this is the phone number. I thought, yeah, we're doing it right.
That is so wonderful.
Yeah.
What I was going to tell you is that it's very important for the adults to not think, oh, well, that's just for kids. Mm-hmm. There's one call, which I won't mention any names or mm-hmm. the area, but a dispatcher had told me that a man had called in on the business line saying that his mother-in-law was having a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who had answered on the 911 non-emergency line said, why didn't you call 911? And this man said, well, I found the 9 button, but I couldn't find the 11 button. Okay, so there's an example is
right.
The confusion with, in the first thing we say, what's the difference between 911 and 911? Sometimes, unfortunately, there's a huge pause, and it says 911 is a date.
Yeah.
Okay? Big difference.
Yeah.
And this was not someone who was a senior mm-hmm. or someone who's international or whatever. It was just a typical everyday middle class person. Yeah. Right. So he had no excuses.
Yeah.
Of average intelligence with no challenges. So that was frightening.
Right.
But I've talked to different, you know, executives that are sponsors that were saying, oh, well, there was a dog barking last night, so I thought I was supposed to call 911. And I said, geez, you know. Can't believe it.
No. Yeah, that's one of those misconceptions. Just like the way, you know, people call 911 and they believe they can be connected right to, like, let's say New York or some other state.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't work that way. I can only connect you to a neighboring county or city or something to that effect. You know, I can find the number for you, but, you know, otherwise, you know, you can Google it, you know,
right.
Go to the internet. But yeah, no, that public education is a huge thing. So I guess what is the, and I know you kind of touched on it already, but what is the complete, like, ultimate end goal for 901 for Kids?
Well, we would like to see every country that has emergency response services and a number, mm-hmm. dedicated number, to have comprehensive consumer education. So as you already know, in the Far East, they use 999,
mm-hmm.
Japan, China. In the European Union, they use 112. So we would like, and then unfortunately, in some third world countries, there is nothing.
Right, yeah.
But for those countries that have an emergency response number, we would like to see a comprehensive consumer education program.
That's great.
And efforts.
Yes. I guess going on the wrap-up of this episode, if anybody wants to learn more about 901 for Kids, is there a Facebook page, Twitter, or, you know, the website? Is there anything that that you can provide for people to go on there and learn more?
Absolutely. It's very simple. www.911forkids.com. And that's F-O-R. So 911forkids.com. And then if they want to call us, we're at 1-800-933-KIDS.
All right.
So it's probably good to look at the visual first. You had asked about that rap song that we have.
And yes.
Interestingly enough, is that was composed by Jay Flex, mm-hmm. who wrote the lyrics, or I guess that's what you call it, for Keep Their Heads Ringing and California Love.
No way.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's awesome.
Phenomenal. Individual, mm-hmm. and I believe what that's Dr. Dre and Tupac Shakur.
That is, yes.
So he's been with our organization for many years, but I said, can you do something that would be fun and just targeted at children? And obviously not so creative or expressive as mm-hmm. your adult rap.
Right.
But we've been really fortunate to have a variety of different recording artists, especially in the rap world, mm-hmm. that have been supportive of the charity throughout the years. And I think that's one of the neat things is the opportunity for everyone to give back.
Right.
Is, even if it's a homeless person, that opportunity to come out and help with an event or to share, to network, to be involved is, you don't have to, we have this saying in our group is charity begins with the heart, not the checkbook. And
correct.
And it's really important as we all can do a little bit of something
right.
that will make a huge difference as a whole.
That's awesome. And I want to thank you very much, Elise, again, for joining me for this episode number 31. And for everybody listening, I will have all of those links that we just talked about on the blog post once I get everything edited and posted up. So it'll be on the website, it'll be on Facebook, and we'll have it on Twitter. So as always, you can email the show if you have any comments or questions. It is thejcast@thejabberlog.com. You can follow us on Twitter @WTTPodcast, and you can also find us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. And once again, all of this will be posted up on thejabberlog.com. And this is sponsored by PSAP Concepts and Solutions. And as for the rap song that Elise was talking about, it's also going to be part of the intro and the outro. It's going to be excellent. Thank you very much once again.
Thank you so much.
You just listened to Within the Trenches on the JCast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to thejcast@thejabberlog.com.
If you remember, you may save a life. You can dial any time of the day or night. As long as there's a person that needs help bad, a relative, a friend, or a mom and dad. 911 is what you must call. 911 means help for us all.